hail and slush, you know those intermittent winter weather conditions we have? Collisions are bound to happen. Maaco Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive has you covered. Maaco offers a low-cost alternative, about 30% less than the national average, and excellent workmanship as well. Maaco also works with most major insurance companies. Call 530-226-0992 today to make an appointment for a free estimate, or stop by 3045 Crossroads Drive today.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Everyone's worst nightmare, fire. And the USA has the second highest fire death rate in the industrialized world.
So what can you do to prevent house fires?
Well, to keep your family safe, read Fight Fires at Home with these tips. When you hit MoneyPit.com, just click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair question, give us a call right now. 888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.
Money Pit is presented by Bank of America and SunTouch Floor Warming Systems. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you get your home improvement projects done. You got some questions about taking on some projects around your house, whether you're working inside or out. It's still a bit chilly in most of the country, but there are some outdoor projects getting done. Or maybe you're trying to do some painting, you're planning a project for the spring. Whatever's on your to-do list, we would love to help because that's what we do. We've been doing this a long time, and we love to give you the answers that you need to move things along, save some money, save some energy, and make sure your home is the best it can possibly be. Coming up on today's show, well, every month of the year has its sales, and February is no exception. We've got Valentine's Day, we've got President's Day, and it turns out that it is also the very best month to buy a mattress. So we're going to share what you need to look for a good night's rest in today's smart spending tip just ahead.
And one overlooked space where we spend a lot of time is the bathroom. And if you're trying to give a small bathroom a makeover, you really have to figure out how to make every inch of that space count. So we're going to share some ideas on how you can maximize a space in this oh-so-important room.
Plus, we're all looking for ways to be more comfortable in our homes. We've got a few ideas for how your windows can help without needing replacement.
That's right. Pick up the phone. Give us a call. Let us know what you are working on. You can post your questions. You can email them to us. Whichever way you decide to reach out, we are standing by to help you with all of those home improvement projects, whether they're big or small or major, or even just major for you, but you feel like it's a big project. You need a hand. We're standing by. Let us give you the hand.
You can reach out to us at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions at moneypit.com. So what are you working on? And most importantly, what do you need some help getting done? Give us a call. We are here to do just that.
Heading out to Chicago, where we've got Caesar on the line. What is going on at your Money Pit?
Hi, guys. We bought a house here in Chicago in the summer, and over the summer we had some contractors come in and help us move the washer and dryer to where now they're backed up against a wall that the other side is outside. And so the drain pipe is now the other side of the drain pipe is outside, and it's freezing. The freezing cold temperatures here in Chicago. And so we think that they just didn't insulate or under-insulated. And so I was wondering, is there a DIY project around insulating? I know that, you know, you can get guys to come in and do an injection or maybe even blow in. But it all sounds like a lot, but this is a wall that's only like 8x8. So I was wondering if there's something maybe easier that I could do as far as insulation goes.
So you say the drain pipe is freezing. What about the supply lines?
Funny enough, no problems with the supply lines. We were running the washer, and the water was going into the washer just fine. But then we saw flooding actually coming because when it tried to drain, all the water was coming out.
Wherever that trap is, it's the U-shaped portion of the pipe, the water just sits there, and it must be being exposed to the exterior temperatures. And this pipe is inside that wall, because if it's a normal 2x4 wall, you don't have a lot of space left for insulation. What they should have done is they should have put a piece of foam insulation, like the foil-faced foam, just backing up against the sheathing, right, against the sheathing. And then the pipe could have been in front of that, and you would have had at least a thermal bridge between the exterior and the cavity. So right now, that's probably the coldest spot in the whole exterior wall where that pipe is, because that takes a lot. I have rarely heard of this happening, Caesar. But unfortunately, there's going to be no easy way to fix this except for cutting open the drywall and doing it right. So you'll have to pull the washer out of there. And what I would try to do is I would try to surgically cut out the drywall on the center of the studs. So you're going to have a stud to the right of the pipe, a stud to the left of the pipe, and you want to cut it right down the middle of that stud so you retain that other half of the wood as a nailing edge, right?
Ah, gotcha. So I'm just exposing that bay and cutting
correct.
So that I can put the same piece of drywall back in easily. Okay.
Well, that's optimistic.
Okay.
I don't think you'll be able to put the same piece of drywall back in.
Okay.
You're probably going to have to get a new piece. I would probably only do this from the height, the top of the pipe down. We can hope that there's insulation above that. I mean, once you get it open, you'll be able to kind of look, get your head upside down, look up in that bay and see if there's any more insulation above it. Clearly below it, it's not. Does this go down to a basement?
Well, it does go down. We're on a concrete slab. So when you say basement, and I also don't totally know the house yet. So I don't know exactly where it's going, but I know it's going down. I imagine it's reroutes back in towards the warmer, wall where it used to be that they rerouted this, weird shape to get it to where we wanted the washer. But now it's exposed to the cold, I imagine it now goes back down to where it used to go, the original drain pipe. Which is more inside the house.
You know, I don't think they cut a hole in your slab to do this, so they have to run it somewhere. I'd be interested in where it's running just that we're sure we're actually insulating the right section of this. You want to see if you can trace out where you think that drain is running, or if you can reach the contractor, ask them how they ran it, so that you're actually getting to the right place here, because you could tear this wall open and insulate behind it, and maybe it's freezing somewhere else.
I see. Okay. Yeah.
I would just replace that piece of drywall, take that out, insulate behind it, try to get, just put fiberglass behind it because it'll get all squishy and won't really give you much. I would try to put like an isocyanurate, which is like the foam insulation, or like the dow board, the blue dow boards, that kind of thing. You're probably, unfortunately, going to have to buy an enormous piece to get what you need out of this. But maybe your home center will sell you some scraps and fill that cavity all the way down at the floor, all the way up as far as it goes, and then insulate the rest of it with some regular fiberglass and see what happens. You might even leave it, if you do it in the near future, you might even leave it open for a while to kind of test it and see what happens before you close it back up.
Right. Well, I really appreciate it. That makes a lot of sense what you're saying, so I'll give it a shot.
All right. Good luck with that project, Caesar.
Thanks, guys.
Now we've got Rosalie on the line who's looking for ways to make her home more accessible. Tell us about it.
I'm looking to install an elevator in a two-story house.
You know, that's actually becoming very common, installing elevators in houses. It used to be something that was thought of as impossible, but now with advanced technology, it's entirely possible. It takes the same space as, say, a small coat closet. It operates, you're not going to have five people in it. It operates designed for a single person or maybe a person and an aide. I would make sure it's big enough for a wheelchair, because that could happen in your future. And you just got to block out the space for it. So the first question is, where do you want to put it? And, do you have access to this first floor of the elevator without having to go up the landing of the elevator without having to go up any steps or make sure there's a ramp there? And then you need to carve out the space for it for the two stories or whatever, however number of stories you're going to have for this. And it can be installed. I actually helped my cousin who had an elevator put in his house. He was impacted by a very severe hurricane in the Northeast and lost a good part of his house. And when he rebuilt, he planned in an elevator space. And the only issue we had was that it was basically accessible from ground level. And there was a small pit underneath of it for, you know, some of the controls and I guess the springs or the motors or whatever. And that pit used to fill with water. It was something that he hadn't thought about, but being on the shore, I guess that was something he probably should have, or at least his architect should have told him. So we designed a pump and helped him install a pump and found one that fit perfectly underneath the elevator to keep that pit dry. But I'm telling you, it's a tried and true technology today, and there's no reason you can't do it.
All right, I hope that helps you out and gets you around the house a little bit easier. You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hey, are you guys having some trouble sleeping? Well, February, turns out, is a good month to do something about it because February happens to be the biggest month of the year for mattress sales. We're going to share what you should be looking for in today's Smart Spending Tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
No one likes stepping onto a cold tile floor in the winter, especially with bare feet.
With SunTouch floor warming, that never has to happen again. You can easily install SunTouch in your bathroom, kitchen, or any space in your home and enjoy warm floors for just pennies a day.
Fast and easy, whether installing yourself or hiring a pro. SunTouch has all the products and support you need.
Join millions of households across America and choose SunTouch floor warming for your home today. Learn more at suntouch.com.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
855-719-3102. 855-719-3102. That's 855-719-3102.
A new year means new home projects, and Angie, formerly Angie's List, makes it easy to get the job done right from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Just bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie will actually handle the rest from start to finish or connect you to a top pro who can. So start crossing things off that 2022 to-do list in just a few taps. Download that free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Wow, Leslie, you really nailed it with that last project.
Nailed it? No, I taped it with Total Tape from the original Super Glue Corporation.
Ah, right. You taped it. Got it.
Total Tape is a super strong, double-sided construction adhesive tape that instantly grabs and creates a permanent bond with almost any surface. A single strip of Total Tape can hold up to 14 pounds. It's moisture-resistant, mesh-reinforced, and perfect for hundreds of projects, indoors and out. Get Total Tape on Amazon or in your local hardware store today.
You decided to upgrade your outdoor deck, so you ordered the essentials, a power washer, a set of patio chairs, and a shiny new grill. And you used your Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping and up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member, which you put towards your most essential deck addition, a bird feeder. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Copyright 2021, Bank of America Corporation.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's DAICH Coatings.com.
Making good homes better. This is The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. And if you guys enjoy this radio show, well, we think you're probably going to enjoy the podcast, too, which you can find at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you find your pods. You can join us for new episodes every Monday and Thursday, which is just in time for you to plan your next home improvement adventure.
And hey, if you're already a subscriber, we say thank you. And by the way, we really appreciate it if you can swing by Apple and leave us a 5-star review. We don't deserve it, but we would really appreciate it.
We're going to like it, though. Heading out to Texas, where we've got Tom on the line, who's got a question about a water heater. What's going on, Tom? Did something break? Is it old? What's happening?
I have an early 80 model home. I was thinking about switching my water, my 40-gallon hot water heater to tankless hot water heater.
Ah, yes. So it's the tankless or not tankless, which way to go question. So listen, I am a fan of tankless, Tom. I think that it's great technology. I think the idea of having an endless supply of hot water is very attractive. And especially as a guy who brought up 3 kids, we were always running out of hot water, it seemed, especially during those morning shower runs and that sort of thing when everybody had to get out the door at the same time. I now have a combi unit. I have a tankless water heater and a tankless boiler built into one appliance that I'm thrilled with, an incredibly efficient way to go. So there are a lot of options there. If you have hot water system, I would think about whether or not you want to go with a combi unit, which has the tankless built into it, so you'll have one less appliance. The other nice thing about these things is that they are very small compared to the size of a standard water heater, almost tiny. The unit that I have is about the size, you know, Leslie, I think it's the size of my spice cabinet in the kitchen.
About, that is super tiny.
It's about like 18 inches wide and like about 30 inches tall. So it's really the size of like a small kitchen wall cabinet.
I mean, that's really amazing. And if it does the job and it takes up less space, then that's definitely a win-win situation. Well, every month of the year has its sales. You know, they're spurred on by holidays. And February's got 2. We're talking about Valentine's Day and President's Day. And it turns out that February is the best month to buy a mattress with discounts up to 50%. So here's what you need to look for a good night's sleep.
Now, according to Good Housekeeping, there are 3 common types of mattresses: innerspring, foam, and adjustable. Now, there's no one right material to choose from, but in general, side sleepers need a softer mattress. If you sleep on your stomach, you need a firmer one. And back sleepers fall somewhere in between.
Geez, it's very confusing. And I mean, I remember the days going to the store where you could just lay on every mattress and kind of be like, is it this one? Do I like this one? You know, it's
And today
to
you're
pick.
Like, couldn't think of anything more disgusting than that. Right?
I'm like, can I still do that? I don't know. So beyond the types of mattresses and the firmness, you kind of have to think of a few other factors that are based on your needs. For example, if you prefer a firmer mattress base, memory foam options have less spring and offer more pressure relief. And to determine the quality, you want to look at the density and thickness of the foam, and that's going to determine how deep you will actually sink into that foam. Now, if you sleep on your side, you're going to want a surface that will support your body weight and also conform to your body shape. And for that, inner springs might have more pressure relief than some foam or latex mattresses, but a soft foam mattress or one with sort of built-in pressure relief points around the shoulders and hips, those can really work well for side sleepers too.
Now, if you can't decide what matters most, or maybe you have one set of sort of likes and dislikes and your partner's is completely different, well, some manufacturers make a hybrid style mattress that combines the buoyancy of an innerspring core with the motion isolation of memory foam, kind of a best of both worlds situation. And one more thing, as we mentioned before, you know, going into stores and laying on mattresses is, you know, pretty disgusting these days in the world of COVID. So a better option is to probably buy one online. And here's why I say it's a better option. Make your best choice, because most of these online mattress retailers will let you try out the mattress, most of them for about 90 days. I know a couple that if you don't like it, you call them, they come and pick it up, and actually they donate it, I believe, to needy organizations or homeless shelters and Salvation Army and places like that. So you really can't lose. You get to actually sleep on it for 3 months and make sure it's right for you or not, and then you can send it back and try again.
All right. And it's always fun to see how they shove a mattress in such a tiny box and what happens to it when you open that box. So definitely a lot of interesting ways for you guys to shop out there and lots of mattress choices. So make February the time you finally upgrade your bed. And that's today's smart spending tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
How do you know it's winter? Well, Ken in Wisconsin is dealing with ice and snow in the gutters. Ken, sorry you are dealing with this weather. How can we help you today?
Well, what I've got is I got a ranch style home. I put an addition on, and since I put the addition on now, when I get snow, we had the snow, I got about 8 inches on the roof, but now I got a ice buildup in the gutters, and it's now backed up a little bit, and I got icicles probably 4 or 5 foot long. I'm afraid it's going to back up into the house. How do I stop that, or is there a way to get it melted and get rid of it?
Okay, so this is an addition, and it's only happening on the addition, and it's not happening on the main house?
No, it's happening on the main house and the addition.
Both, okay. So this is what is known as ice damming. And the reason ice dams happen is because warm air gets up into your attic space around sort of the middle of your house because you don't have enough insulation. And then it heats the roof right above the heated space of the house. And that lets the snow melt. And then the snow washes down the roof edge until it gets to that line of about right above the exterior wall. That's when it starts to get a lot colder and starts to form ice. And then more snow melts, more ice forms. More snow melts, more ice forms. So that's what's happening. That's the reason this is happening. How can we stop this? Well, a few things. First of all, it's a good idea to take a look at your level of insulation. And in your part of the country, you really should have 15 to 20 inches of insulation, if not a bit more. Adding insulation will stop the ice dams from forming because you won't have as much water running down your roof all at once and freezing at the roof edge. The second thing that you can do is take a look at the ventilation. If you have good ventilation that goes in the soffit up under the roof sheathing and out, like, for example, at a ridge vent, again, that ventilation stops the difference in temperature across that particular area. Remember, we're holding the heat at the ceiling of the house above the insulation. In a perfect world, we want that to actually be the same temperature as the outside, because if it is, you're not going to have this disproportional melting of snow up higher on the roof and that water running down and freezing at the roof edge.
I'm guessing nothing was a problem until I put the addition on. I wonder if they didn't put enough insulation in the addition, and that's where I'm having an issue.
It may very well. That's why I was trying to figure out if it happens all the way around or just the addition, because I was kind of thinking the same thing myself. Now, the other thing that you can do is, and of course you can't do it now when your roof is full of ice, but there are heating coils that are designed to go at a roof edge. But it's not the solution. It's a temporary solution, if anything. And of course, it's expensive to run and it's expensive to buy and install. But sometimes in commercial buildings or restaurants, hotels, where they want to be sure that none of the ice is going to fall and hurt somebody, you'll see these electric coils right above those areas for this purpose, to kind of melt the ice and turn it back to water and be done with it. So that's an opportunity for you. But again, I would rather see you put the insulation in, because besides stopping the ice from forming, you're going to lower your heating costs, which are going to be astronomical if you don't have enough insulation. So take a look at the insulation. Take a look at the ventilation. I think your solution lies right there.
I will do that. I appreciate the advice.
Good luck, Ken. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
All right, thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Well, small baths don't provide many places for you to keep your stuff, but hidden storage areas are abundant in small bathrooms if you know where to look. We're going to share some ideas after this.
You live in a Money Pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? While time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project could be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Berks Construction Management is a local Reading business that specializes in construction management. BCM is a North State leader in project management, pre-construction design, and all facets of construction. They always have a 25% discount for our veterans and first responders, and during these difficult times, they would like to extend a helping hand to the community by offering all fire victims a 25% discount also for the remainder of the year. Berks Construction Management can be reached at 530-338-2010. That's 530-338-2010. Berks Construction Management.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
We'll be right back.
Money Pit is presented by Sun Touch Floor Warming. Ditch your slippers this winter and step onto warm, cozy floors all year round with Sun Touch Floor Warming. Easily install Sun Touch in your bathroom, kitchen, or any space in your home and enjoy warm floors for just pennies a day. Learn more at suntouch.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
As you look around your house, what's the one thing you'd like to get done that will make you happy? If it's a project that you don't know how to do, give us a call and we will start making you happy with the answer. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Shirani in Colorado's on the line, has a question about mold. What can we do for you today?
The pipes have broken inside the walls, and we fixed the pipes and everything. Now we got this problem with the mildew and the mold. So we want to know what's the best way to treat it.
Yeah, you know, first of all, when that happened, did you file a claim with your homeowner's insurance company?
No, we just got the house. We got it as is, so we're fixing it before we move in.
Oh, okay, got it. Okay, well, is it a lot of mold or is it a little bit of mold?
A lot. We're ripping out drywall, and as we rip it out, we're finding more.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Yeah, this is generally not a do-it-yourself project because when you have a lot of mold, you can contaminate parts of the house with this. I really think this is the kind of thing that you want to stop and get some professional help with, Shirani, because if you release all those mold spores into the air, you potentially could be causing a bigger problem. I mean, generally, when you have that much mold, you say a lot of mold, you have to be careful about how you take that apart. What you generally do is you depressurize the house, you put fans in the house so that it pulls the air out as you're breaking out the drywall and so on, and flushes all of those mold spores to the outside, and then all of the framing gets sprayed down so that you kill anything that's left behind, you get it good and dry, and then you re-insulate and re-drywall. But it's a pretty big job, and when you have a lot of mold like that, you can be exposing yourself to that mold, and that could make you sick. So I would say to proceed very cautiously when you're trying to rebuild a house that's got heavy mold damage. It's not an easy problem to resolve.
Okay.
So good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, one overlooked space where we spend a lot of time is the bathroom. And if you're trying to give a small bathroom a makeover, you really have to figure out how to make every inch of it count.
That's right. And if you're going in for a renovation, you need to think smart design to make the most of that very small space.
Yeah, and the challenge of a small bath is really that you're going to need the same things in that small bathroom that you need in a big bathroom, but you need to know how to place them and what to use to make that bathroom look like it's bigger than it actually is, because that's the trick. You got to figure out how to make the small space feel much more large and accommodating. Now, if it's a full bath, it's going to have a shower or a tub or both. And if you've got to have a sink, of course, and then you got to have a toilet. So beyond that, your space is your own, except you don't really have a lot of it.
Yeah. So when it comes to figuring out the remodeling part of this, it really starts at the door. Now, obviously, most bathrooms have a door that swings like any other interior door. But if you've got a small bathroom, it's a really good time to consider a pocket door. Pocket doors slide in and out of the wall cavity, so no swing is needed. That can save quite a bit of space. Or you can use a sliding door, like the barn-style doors that run along the outside wall. They kind of give you a very nice sort of modern or industrial look to the space, and they work well in this particular situation.
Now, next, you've got to think about the mirror. Every bath space needs a mirror, and choosing the right one can actually make that bathroom feel bigger. The larger the mirror, the bigger the space is going to feel, but you have to make sure you size it appropriately for the space. You can't just be like, woohoo, here's an entire wall of a mirror in my teeny tiny bathroom. That's going to not work so great for you. Now, color is also important. Lighter choices are always better. And that means the tile, if you're going to use tile, the paint finishes, the shower glass door, the curtain, whatever it is, you've got to make sure that it's nice and light and makes that space feel nice and open and airy.
Now, with small baths, storage, of course, is always the biggest problem, but you can kind of cleverly sneak in some spaces that will get you all the storage you need. So, for example, don't forget to make strategic use of your airspace, and that's the space up overhead. For example, I have a small bath, and we have sort of a hotel-styled towel rack up on the walls, kind of just above, like, eye level. It's not terribly high, but, you know, that we weren't doing anything with that space before, and now we've got our towels up there. Or you can add a cabinet, like, right above the toilet. When it comes to those small baths, every inch counts, so you've really got to use the airspace. You can also think about putting in a recessed mirror or a recessed medicine cabinet above the sink. In fact, any inside wall, any interior wall, is a good place for making recessed or hidden cabinets without impacting your home's insulation. You don't want to do it on an exterior wall because that spot will then become the coldest spot in the bathroom.
And finally, guys, one of the must-haves for bathrooms, really regardless of size, is safety. So you want to make sure that you have a good handbar, tile bars, grab bars, that kind of thing. But the good news is that even grab bars today, they can look super stylish. You can get them in a lot of different finishes, bronze, satin, all kinds. So you've got something that will go with your decor in that bathroom space, but it's going to give you smart functionality with a stylish look. So definitely keep an eye out for those things as well.
Jacob in Kentucky is on the line with a water heating question. What can we do for you?
Hi. Basically, the problem that I'm having is when I'm taking a shower, and it kind of in the sink as well in the kitchen, when I turn on the hot water, you can cook macaroni in the hot water. You got to kind of fidget with it if you wash your hands too long or something. And in the shower, kind of the same thing. I won't turn it on full blast on hot, but, just about normal, and it'll cool off after just a couple of minutes. It'll just almost go cold, and then, just as you're taking a shower, in the duration of 5 or 10 minutes, I end up going all the way over with the hot water, just, the one knob, and I end up turning it on, I guess, like full blast hot.
So let's see what's going on here. How old is your water heater?
It's fairly new. I think it's just a few years old, maybe 3 years old.
Is it electric or gas?
It's gas.
So first of all, let's check the temperature of the water heater. It needs to be at about 110 degrees. And see if there may be a temperature indicator on the valve that you can line up, or you could simply measure it with a thermometer. Secondly, in terms of the shower, what I would recommend is that you install what's called a pressure-balanced valve. So what a pressure-balanced valve does is that once you set the temperature, it maintains the mix between hot and cold so that you deliver that same temperature regardless of what happens to the pressure on one side or the other. So if somebody flushes a toilet or runs the dishwasher and all of a sudden you've got less cold water or less hot water, it's going to adjust. So the flow may be greater or less, but the temperature will never change, and that makes the shower situation pretty much go away.
Okay, awesome. What was it called again, the valve?
A pressure-balanced valve. It's a type of shower valve.
Oh, okay. Awesome. Well, I appreciate it.
Okay, ask your plumber for it. They'll know exactly what you're talking about.
All right. Well, I definitely appreciate your call.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Well, we're all looking for ways to be more comfortable in our homes, so we've got a few ideas on how your windows can help without needing to replace them. All of that when the Money Pit continues.
Live in a Money Pit.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217.
Leslie, do you have that box I gave you?
The one you said not to open? Yeah, it's right here.
Okay, close your eyes and open it.
Is this a trick?
It's not alive, I promise. What do you feel?
Well, it's soft and smooth, but it's springy and fluffy, kind of like a big cotton square or maybe the stuff that's inside a comforter.
It's actually the new fiberglass insulation from Owens Corning.
You're kidding.
Open your eyes.
But this is really soft.
It's called Pink Next Gen Fiberglass Insulation. Owens Corning has new fiber technology that makes the bats incredibly soft and smooth, but also stiffer, so the bats slide right into the cavity and don't slump or fall out. Okay, now pull it apart.
I mean, it's got delicate, even layers, kind of like a biscuit.
Yup, so it's easy to split and tuck behind pipes or wires.
I still can't believe it's fiberglass. Now, you said it's called Pink Next Gen Fiberglass Insulation?
Yup. Check it out at pinknextgen.com. That's pinknextgen.com.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-472-4286. 800-472-4286. 800-472-4286. That's 800-472-4286.
Good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, you want some help with your home projects? Well, you can get all the help you need when you follow the Money Pit podcast. Whether you're doing or dreaming, we can help you make your home everything that you really do want it to be. So follow along at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
And if you're already a subscriber and enjoying the show, we would really appreciate it if you would swing by Apple and leave us a review. Now, I guess a 5-star review would be really awesome, but we'll take it, whatever you got.
Zelda in North Carolina is looking for some help with a renovation. What can we do for you?
Yes, I've done a lot with my floors, but I put some laminate in everywhere because I have a little chihuahua dog and didn't want to get scratches on real wood. But there is a bathroom upstairs and a small hallway in front, and I didn't want laminate there because you don't want it in the bathroom. So what else would be good, because I didn't want the grout issues of tile, or, and I didn't know what else to go through. I thought about bamboo, or is there some tile that doesn't have the grouty stuff? Or,
well, there's a wide variety of choices. Now, you mentioned that you didn't want to put laminate there. Do you want something that gives you a wood look?
Not necessarily.
All right, well, one of the options that I was thinking would be a bamboo floor. Bamboo is very, very durable, and it's also very good in moist, damp areas. It doesn't swell. And you can pick up bamboo as an engineered product, which means it's made in multiple layers, which gives it dimensional stability. But, of course, that is going to give you sort of that wood look. There are also luxury vinyl products that are out today that are very, very thick and heavy vinyl tile that are not very expensive.
Yeah, it's like a rubberized vinyl even. They're fairly thick. They're, you know, available in like a plank style, so it actually looks like wood. Some of those will... Some will snap together as the rubberized vinyl. Some will sort of overlap and stick to one another. It depends on the quality of the product, to be honest with you. But they're both, you know, whichever, however much money you do spend on a rubberized vinyl, it goes together very easily and it looks fantastic. And it's a little bit softer, so it's more forgiving on your, you know, your legs, knees, back when you're standing in the room for a long time.
Well, yeah, because my first choice when I went to look was the bamboo, but I wasn't sure if that could go in the bathroom, so that really is what I kind of like the best. Yeah, great. Thank you so much. That's very helpful.
You're welcome, Zelda. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, we're all looking for ways to be more comfortable at home, and while windows can be part of the reason you might not feel that comfortable, using window covering strategically can actually help you stay warmer or even cooler in the summer.
Yeah, you want to pay attention when you're home during the day, determine which windows are getting the most sun, and you can maximize getting that heat in your house by making sure those windows are not covered with window coverings or blocked from the outside by vegetation. Well, if you're thinking that you're not home to raise those window shades up and down, you can do that by using smart window shades. These window shades will go automatically up and down when the sun comes up, when the sun goes down, and so on. And that will take care of gaining as much heat as you possibly can. And if you're trying to stay warm and comfortable on those northern windows, where the windows where you don't have sun, think about using a certain type of shade there called a cellular shade. It kind of looks a little bit like a waffle kind of a shape, and it adds another inch or so of insulation to the inside of that window glass, and that really helps reduce
the amount of drafts that you would feel coming off of that glass, because it interrupts that convective flow. And if you're sitting near one, you won't feel that sort of drafty feel where the heat sort of strikes the glass and then it cools and chills and falls down. Sometimes you think that's a draft from coming from the outside, but it very often is a draft coming from the inside, so to speak, when the heated air strikes the cold surface and then reverses.
Deb in Illinois, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
My husband and I are in the process of either building a home or looking into having a modular put up. And I would like to know if you have any pros or cons as a modular approach to a building a home, a new home.
Sure. Well, I've actually built both, and I can tell you that the modular homes go up quicker generally. And they can be more accurate because everything is fabricated inside of a factory. And so you'll find, you know, tighter corners and, you know, squarer walls and that sort of thing. There's absolutely nothing wrong with either approach. They both work. But if you go modular, it will probably go together a little bit more quickly. I guess the con of that is that you may not have as much flexibility in design, but that, again, depends on the factory you're working with and the builder you're working with. I will say this. You want to make sure you choose a builder that's very experienced with modular homes and not one who just thinks he can put together anything, because there are some peculiarities to them the way they're built.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Coming up, is your bathroom a big petri dish for mold? We're going to share some solutions to better manage all that moisture when the Money Pit continues.
You live in a Money Pit.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me for my show, North State Now, on the first Thursday of every month. We'll cover what's going on in the North State, Axiom Theater, local theater, art, food, film, and even the latest in astrology. That's North State Now on the first Thursday of the month at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming on KCNR1460.com.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filotto, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
Slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
Mm-hmm.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage is now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson, featuring new and existing vendors. Their grand opening is Saturday, February 26th, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., with free drawings throughout the day. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage, now open at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Don't miss their grand opening, February 26th, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., in the Shasta Gateway Center.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Moisture lingers in there, settles on the surfaces, and that's how they start to get disgusting. So best thing for you to do is to get that bath fan combo, to install it with the moisture sensing switch, and to make sure that you vent it out. Now, if you're in your attic and you have like a big gable vent, I'd be okay with you running that duct right over to literally the face of that gable vent and ducting it out that way. But you definitely do not want to just shoot it up into the attic out of sight, out of mind, because give it a couple of years and it will definitely be back in mind when you have to do a very expensive roof repair as a result.
All right, James, I hope that helps you out. Next up, Judy from Delaware wrote in, and she wants to know how to remove a mosaic tile backsplash from the wall without damaging the wall that it's glued to.
You know, I don't actually think that's possible, and here's why. Because if it's drywall, right, drywall is made of paper and plaster, and when it's glued to the drywall, it's glued to the paper, and the paper is not nearly as strong as the glue. So your options really at this point would be to go ahead and pull it off and then just replace the drywall, which is in that backsplash area, which frankly is not that big of a deal of a construction project, or you could tile right over it. You know, a lot of times tile projects are much thicker than what you would see in just a single tile. I mean, think about a mud wall. In those cases, the tile jobs are very thick. You're just going to have a bigger return on the edge where it goes back to the wall. You'll need a deeper tile for that. But I think you could put whatever you like right over that existing mosaic as long as it's well adhered. Right, Leslie?
I mean, I think so. And as long as you're able to create a smooth surface to attach to and get those tiles to lay flat, I mean, I wouldn't go with something smaller than that mosaic if that's possible. I'd go with a larger tile size to kind of bridge all of those spaces. But I definitely think that's possible, and it's really going to save you a big step. And you know what, Judy, you're going to find that your space, your kitchen, is totally transformed just by changing that backsplash. So the only areas of concern would be places where you have an outlet or a switch that you're just going to have to bump out those boxes to accommodate for the extra thickness. But you will be so thrilled with the change you're about to make.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hey, we really appreciate you guys spending a part of your day with us. We hope that we've been helpful. We hope that you've learned a thing or two about taking on the projects around your house, saving some money, making yourself more comfortable. Maybe you're planning projects for the future. If you're thinking about something you'd like to get done, you need some direction, some advice on how to do that, I want to remind you that you can reach out to us 24/7 at moneypit.com or by calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Until then, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Money Pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rockstrip. The White House announced President Biden is convening a meeting of the National Security Team tomorrow. Retired Army Colonel Robert McGinnis tells the Salem Radio Network what information the team might share.
Well, they're going to review the latest intelligence. They'll look at the satellite imagery. They'll consider any signal intelligence they've picked up. The agency will brief them on their assessment based upon past patterns and the like.
McGinnis says the president will likely weigh all of the available options before determining if military action by U.S. troops is warranted. A sweep in Ottawa, Canada.
Move back. Police in riot gear pushed them back from Parliament Hill as they tried to maintain the occupation they've had since late last month. Police used pepper spray after they say a gas canister was thrown at them. Protester Salah Sharif said their demonstrations against COVID restrictions and the government will continue.
We just stand for our country, man, for our freedom.
Officials also used emergency powers to seize bank accounts connected to protesters, totaling roughly the equivalent of $2.5 million, and closed a bridge into Ottawa from Quebec to prevent more protesters. I'm Julie Walker.
Senate Democrats and Republicans each want a flash election year, signaling that they're helping families struggle with rising costs and the two-year-old pandemic. Democrats planning to vote on proposals aimed at reducing inflation, while Republicans are targeting President Biden and his Democrat Party for the worst price increases in decades. But they're also focusing, they say, on COVID-era social issues like mask mandates and vaccine mandates. Members of the Sackler family, who own OxyContin and maker Purdue Pharma, willing to kick up to $6 billion to settle thousands of lawsuits. More at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
The NASCAR season kicks off with the Daytona 500 tomorrow. Chase Elliott, who finished fourth in the standings last season, talks about the next-gen car.
I think the smart people are going to figure things out quicker than the ones who aren't. So I don't know that a lot's going to change there. He might be working in a different window, but I think the guys who are really good are still going to be really good, and the teams who are really good are still going to be hard to beat.
Meanwhile, Austin Hill won the Xfinity Series opener at Daytona this afternoon when the field was frozen because of a spectacular crash that stripped Myatt Snyder's damaged car to basically a carcass. Hill pulled alongside leader A.J. Allmendinger on the final lap and was scored ahead when NASCAR called the caution. Snyder, racing in the tight pack of traffic several rows back from the leaders, was bumped from behind, spun a hard right into the wall. His car was hit again, causing the car to lift and tumble back down onto the track surface. More at townhall.com. NCAA officials say they'll review the impact image compensation may be having on college athletes.
Officials have called for a review of NIL, name, image, and likeness, compensation policies, and how they are impacting recruiting, transfers, academics, and athletes' mental health. One official says the Division I Board of Directors is concerned that some NIL activity, quote, may not only be violating NCAA recruiting rules, but may also be negatively impacting athletes. The board is asking the Division I Council to produce a preliminary report by April and make a formal recommendation on the issue by June. Bob Agnew reporting.
Former Dolphins head coach Brian Flores has a new gig as senior defensive assistant with the Steelers. His hiring comes less than 3 weeks after he sued the NFL and three teams over alleged racist hiring practices after he was fired by Miami despite leading the franchise to consecutive winning seasons. More at townhall.com.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
Have you or someone you know gotten into a fender bender lately? Looking for an easy, affordable, and reliable collision repair center? Look no further than Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Mako has you covered. Mako works with most major insurance companies, and pricing is about 30% less than the national average. Call 530-226-0992 today to make an appointment for a free estimate. That's 530-226-0992, or stop by 3045 Crossroads Drive today.
If you have a wet basement, you've got a problem.
Not only are you inviting toxic mold, a flooded foundation can raise serious structural issues.
But here's the good news. Jackhammers and backhoes and other drastic measures are probably not in your future if you read our tips for sealing your basement. Hit MoneyFit.com, click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair question, give us a call right now, 888-MONEYPIT.
The Money Pit is presented by Bank of America and SunTouch Floor Warming Systems. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you with the projects you'd like to get done around your house. If you are working inside or out, if you are thinking ahead to the warm months that are just around the corner, I know I am. I've just kind of had it with winter here. And also in my area, it can't decide if it's winter. We've been swinging from about 15 degrees to about, I don't know, 40 45 degrees. It just doesn't know what's happening. We had some flowers bloom, I think it was last week, and then they died when it froze again.
It died when it was like minus 11?
Yeah, I'm ready. So if you're ready, let's talk outdoor living. Let's talk lawn care. Let's talk painting. You know, whatever projects you'd like to get done this spring, let's talk about that. We can all warm up together. A couple of ways to reach us. You can call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT, or you can post your questions to moneypit.com or any of the Money Pit's social media pages. Coming up today, are your feet feeling freezing tile floors in the morning? Are you tired of having icy toes no matter how many layers of socks you got on? Well, we are going to share a very easy and reliable solution that can restore feeling to those frozen feet.
And also ahead, do you love decorating, but you feel like the thought of adding anything that can spruce up your space is going to blow your savings? Well, unless your savings is under $10, we guarantee that it won't. We're going to share a bunch of decor items that cost under $10 that are going to give your place a big design impact.
And here's an idea we can all get behind: better toilet seats. From comfier to cleaner, there are plenty of affordable upgrades out there for your home. We highlighted some of the latest innovations.
And if you've got an older home, you probably have an older older chimney, and those can be unsafe. We're going to walk you through the best options for improvement in today's smart spending tip. But first, we want to hear from you. What are you working on now, next week? What are you planning for the weeks ahead? Whatever it is, let us give you a hand and get you prepared.
We've got 20-plus years of experience each taking on home improvement, remodeling, and decor projects. So tell us about your project. We're going to help you save money and get it done right.
Mary in Massachusetts is on the line with an appliance that's acting up. What's going on, Mary?
The bottom fills up with water, and I mean probably an inch or two. But, like, say we run the dishwasher at night. Like, I get up this morning at 7. There wasn't anything on the bottom of the dishwasher. And about an hour later, it was filled. And it's been doing that, and we don't understand what's going on. We've had the hoses checked, that, you know, make sure they're not bent or anything, or... but we can't figure it out.
Okay, so have you cleaned out the bottom of the dishwasher? Sometimes the drain gets clogged. That's the easy fix right there.
Oh, yeah, we've done that.
So you have no food particles there?
No.
So there must be an obstruction somewhere that's causing it. There's an obstruction somewhere in the line that's causing the water and the plumbing in that part of the house to back up, and it's just evidencing itself in the dishwasher. Have you checked the connection to your garbage disposal?
Well, I don't have a garbage disposal.
You don't? So it drains where? Does it drain into the trap under the sink, or where does it drain?
Right, into the trap under the sink.
Yeah, I think you're backing some water up there. It's going back up the hose and into the dishwasher.
All right, then I'm going to have somebody come over. We did have someone come over. I don't think he's, he honestly couldn't figure it out. He, you know, checked the hoses and make sure they weren't bent or anything. And he stayed for a while, and... yeah, and it happened again. The water started coming in after he ran it.
So if you're running it and it's not draining, then there's a different set of causes for that. It's either a drain pump or the drain impeller, or there's a solenoid kit that has to do with removing the water. But if you're telling me this water is showing up when you're not running the dishwasher, then I think it must be backing up through the plumbing system. Okay, Mary? So I think that's a good approach. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Ian in North Carolina is on the line and wants to build a recording studio. We might be able to help with that.
Well, I am, it's kind of a bucket list project. I was given my grandmother's old house, and they built on an extension of the house, and I'm trying to convert it into just that, a semi-professional recording studio. And I've done a little research on this acoustic foam stuff, but it's ridiculously expensive. And I'm trying to figure out a different method to basically achieve the same effect.
First of all, if you want to soundproof a room in a residential home, you have to use materials that are specifically designed to do that. Probably the least expensive way to do it is with a material called soundproof drywall or sound-resistant drywall. There's a couple of different brands that sell this product, but essentially what you would do is you would put a second layer of drywall over the existing layer. And this new drywall has like sound resistant capabilities to it, or qualities to it, so it absorbs the sound and keeps it nice and quiet. Where the rubber meets the road with this is at the penetrations to the wall. So if there's a light, an outlet, or a switch, there are some very specific steps you have to take in those areas to soundproof them. And there's like a putty that has to be installed around it. It's quite involved. But that's the least expensive way to probably to do this. You know, generally when you have sound-resistant construction, you have kind of a wall inside of a wall so that the two walls are not touching each other.
Like floating.
Yeah, kind of like floating, like a non-bearing wall.
Right, right, okay.
But, you know, you could do that to the walls and the ceilings, but then what do you do about the floor?
Right, okay.
So, you know, take a look at soundproof drywall and see if that kind of gets you closer to where you want to go on this, okay?
That sounds great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Are you guys getting tired of those cold tootsies when you step foot on your floors? Well, we're going to share a low-cost, easy-to-install solution in just a bit.
You live in a money pit.
No one likes stepping onto a cold tile floor in the winter, especially with bare feet.
With SunTouch floor warming, that never has to happen again. You can easily install SunTouch in your bathroom, kitchen, or any space in your home and enjoy warm floors for just pennies a day.
Fast and easy, whether installing yourself or hiring a pro. SunTouch has all the products and support you need.
Join millions of households across America and choose SunTouch floor warming for your home today. Learn more at suntouch.com.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-472-4286. 800-472-4286. 800-472-4286. That's 800-472-4286.
This is a great time of year to add a new floor, and LL Flooring has just launched a new category of flooring that's among the most durable we've ever seen.
Yeah, and it's called Duravana. Duravana is a hybrid resilient flooring that offers all the benefits homeowners need.
It's incredibly scratch and dent resistant, completely waterproof, and it looks like real hardwood, replicating the natural colors, grain, and texture.
Duravana is also easy to install, eco-friendly, and retails for just $3.99 a square foot at LL Flooring stores nationwide and online at llflooring.com.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone, but did you know that you can transform surfaces all around your home with real stone? With Deich Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Deich Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance, and you can do it yourself. Get Deich Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's, and start planning your next project today at DeichCoatings.com. You decided to upgrade your outdoor deck, so you ordered the essentials. A power washer, a set of patio chairs, and a shiny new grill. And you used your Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping and up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member, which you put towards your most essential deck addition, a bird feeder. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Copyright 2021, Bank of America Corporation.
The Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of The Money Pit.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, if you enjoy this radio show, we're pretty sure you're going to enjoy our podcast, too. You can find it at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get the rest of your pods. You can join us for new episodes of The Money Pit podcast every Monday and Thursday, which really is just in time to plan your next home improvement adventure.
And if you're already a subscriber, thank you. And we would really appreciate it if you'd swing by Apple and leave us a 5-star review. We don't deserve it, but we would appreciate it. Well, Leslie, you deserve it, but I guess I'm going to come along on your coattails.
All right, thanks. Lulu in Delaware, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
So I noticed this fall that my bricks in the front steps were starting to break down, and I was paying attention finally on the rainy day, and I said, okay, there must be water coming from the gutters. So, and I thought maybe, I've been in my house for 3 years, so I thought maybe the gutters need to be reattached. I had someone come out because I had some screws coming out, and so they reattached them with some new screws. And then, of course, more rain came, still rain coming down. My bricks on my front steps are decaying very rapidly. So I thought, okay, let me do more research, and I found out about the drip edge. So I was like, all right, is there a drip edge or not drip edge on this house? Because it's built in the 1950s, 48. And so I crawled up to onto the roof, because I'm scared of heights, and
wow.
I went there, and there is a drip edge, but it was flat, so I decided to get one of those T drip edges, like those, the edges, like, comes out more drip edge, and so I installed those underneath the edge.
So are we talking about putting in an additional piece of flashing underneath the shingles to kind of extend the reach into the gutters?
Yes. I'm thinking that may be the problem. Still rain again, still rain water coming down onto, like, in the front of my steps. which also will.
Okay, so first of all, what's this roof look like? Is it got a pretty steep pitch to it?
Like more than 45 degrees, yeah.
Yeah, so if you have a roof with a really steep pitch, you end up getting sort of a lot of inertia of that water sort of rolling down the roof, and it'll tend to kind of jump across the gutters sometimes. Are the gutters clogged and then leaking, or is the water that does get in the gutter actually draining out?
It's not clogged. No, we cleaned it.
It's not clogged. So they're not overflowing and leaking. The water's just sort of missing the gutter.
Because I'll look up and see that it's coming through underneath the gutter. And then I'm like, I'm trying to understand how that's possible.
The way that's possible is if the gutter does get clogged, it can back up and then sort of spill over the back edge of the gutter. That's how that often happens. Now, if it's not clogged, the water's not getting there in the first place. And I think your approach is right. But you need to make sure that the additional extension of the roof shingles into the gutters is done adequately enough. So if the shingles are installed right, they should overlay the edge of the gutter by at least 2 inches.
I didn't put shingles in. I just put like that plastic, more like a drip edge, like another like drip edge.
Okay. Did the shingles overlay the gutter edge by a couple of inches, or are they short of the gutter?
They're short. It's an old roof.
Yeah. So that's obviously the problem then. Now, this drip edge that you put in, you said it was plastic?
Or metal. I got it at Home Depot.
What I would do in a situation like this is I would take 4-inch aluminum flashing. Okay, comes in a roll, very inexpensive. It's easier to work with if you cut it into maybe 4-foot-long strips. And I would work it underneath the shingles. It has to go under the shingles and then on top of the back edge of the gutter so that it truly does serve as a bridge. You need to extend the reach of that shingle into the gutter because it sounds like the gutters are a little bit short of the edge of the shingles and they're never going to work well in that case. We've got to get the water running over the shingles, then onto the flashing, and then into the gutters. You have to kind of create sort of an extension. If you do that, it should work well.
Okay.
Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYFIT.
Well, one of the most uncomfortable spaces in any home usually starts with a very cold floor. And if you're tired of feet feeling freezy cold on those cold tile floors in the morning, or if you're even tired of just having icy toes no matter how many layers of socks you've got on, floor warming systems from SunTouch Floors are a great solution.
Yeah, this is electric radiant heat. It comes in a matte format, and it's designed for small spaces and big spaces. Now, SunTouch has a couple of different products, Tape Matte, which is designed for the smaller spaces. Easy peel-and-stick tape, installs are really quick. You can come in a wide variety of widths and lengths, and you get everything you need for a successful installation all in one kit. And then there's Warm Wire with Heat Matrix. Now, the Warm Wire project is designed for larger spaces. It's especially good for big rooms where you need to protect your tile and stone from cracking. It provides a waterproof layer for damp or wet spaces, and it's snapped together. So you roll it out, you press it in place, and you're totally good to go. I also like these systems can be installed just under your flooring, or for existing flooring, they can also be installed at the underside from below, such as if you have a basement or crawl space. You can attach this flooring to the underside of the subfloor, and the heat will radiate up, leaving your floor nice and comfortable.
And you know what? This really is a safe and reliable technology that you can trust. You're going to get warm floors for just pennies a day, because I think a lot of people just generally think that floor warming systems are extremely expensive, but this is a very affordable luxury that you can enjoy. It's going to go on fast and easy no matter who's doing the install, and it's made for all levels of experience, whether you're installing it yourself or you're using a pro.
You know, SunTouch really is the premier provider of floor warming systems for DIYers and for pros. They've been doing this for 30 years, and they really do a good job. I really like these products.
Now, if you'd like to step onto warm, comfortable floors all year round, SunTouch is available in-store at Home Depot and Tile Floor Distributors and online at Home Depot, Lowe's, Warm Your Floors, Amazon, Flooring Supply Shop. Go to their website, suntouch.com, and check it out for yourself. Pete in Wisconsin on the line with a garage door problem. What's going on at your money pit?
Well, I'm a mostly a do-it-yourselfer, but I do call the professionals and have them come in when needed. I installed a steel insulated garage door about 3 years ago, maybe four now, and worked just fine until just recently. It sounds like it's binding when it's going in the up position. I've ran it like 50 times trying to find where it's binding. I'm not seeing any place where it's rubbing on the track or anything else, but it sure is making a noise like it is. And as I watch it, it appears as if one side may be going up slightly higher than the others. Any ideas, guys?
Pete, can you disconnect the garage door opener from the door itself?
I can, and I have.
Okay, and once the garage door opener is disconnected, can you open and close the garage door smoothly and evenly with no binding whatsoever?
There's less binding, but there's still some. If you can tell, there's still a load on one side, it kind of feels like.
So it sounds to me like maybe the roller bearings are shot on some part of the door, because there's those roller bearings that fit inside the track, and, you know, they help move the door up and down. And if something is stuck, if one of those bearings is not turning, it's going to jam on that one side, and it'll sort of fight itself, and it'll try to come off crooked. And that might be what's causing this. I would disconnect the garage door opener from the scenario and work on getting the door to operate nice and smoothly.
Okay.
If it's binding, if you feel like it's binding or uneven without the garage door opener attached to it, then, you know, that's the heart of the problem right there.
Okay. Do you think that would solve the appearance that one side is being raised? I imagine it would.
You mean raised like more than the other side, like one side comes up first?
Yeah.
Yeah, because if the side that's staying down is binding, then there's a drag on that, so it's going to try to pull the door up crookedly.
Wonderful. Well, I think you may have fixed my problem. I'm going to go check those rollers and make certain that those are all good. And if I need to replace any of those are relatively inexpensive. So the money pit isn't so bad tonight.
All right, Pete. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Paul in Texas is on the line with a water question. What can we do for you?
I have a long run from the main hot water heater to the both bathrooms, the master and the guest. And I was wondering if I could take a smaller hot water heater, like a 6 or 7 gallon, and put it near the bathrooms, a little electric one, and run it in series with the main hot water heater so that initially that I have hot water immediately, and by the time that hot water heater gets empty, the main hot water heater will be supplying it. And I was curious if there are any issues with that, or if there's a better idea or a better way of doing it.
Well, Paul, as you've correctly identified, the issue here is really the distance between the water heater and the plumbing fixture. The longer that water has to travel, the longer you have to wait for the water to get hot. Now, you asked if adding a water heater closer would help. Yeah, it would, but you'd have to split that water off into basically two completely separate zones. There's a better option now, and it's called a water recirculating system. There is one that just came out that's available at the Home Depot called Watts Hot Water Recirculating System. It's only a couple $100. And the way it works is it's a recirculating pump that's put on top of the water heater that will actually cycle the water between the water heater itself and the fixture that's farthest away from it. There is a bypass valve that goes in at the fixture that's farthest away. And that's a very easy thing to install. It's a sort of sensor valve at the sink, generally, as far as away from the water as you can get. And then what will happen is it will always have hot water recirculating through those lines at the ready. Now, the key to saving money with this is it's on a timer, so you only run this when you need it. So when would that be? Well, typically it's, say, first thing in the morning, you know, an hour or so before you wake up. You have the timer, turn the recirculator on, and maybe a few hours at night. But that really can save you quite a bit of water.
And don't you have to run return plumbing from the fixture back to the hot water heater?
No, actually, you don't. The pump is hooked up to the water heater, and the sensor valve gets installed in the sink that's farthest away from that water heater. It installs, the whole thing installs, believe it or not, in less than an hour. And everything is included in the kit. So it's really the way to go if you're trying to solve this problem the easy way.
Huh, okay. Well, I'll check that out then.
All right, we'll take a look at that. It's called the Watts Hot Water Recirculating System. It works really, really well.
I'll look at it then. Thanks.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Have you been enjoying warm fires all winter long? Well, now is the right time to make sure that your chimney is safe. We're going to share how in today's smart spending tip presented by the Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card next. 888 Money Pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Birch Construction Management is a local Reading business that specializes in construction management. BCM is a North State leader in project management, pre-construction design, and all facets of construction. They always have a 25% discount for our veterans and first responders, and during these difficult times, they would like to extend a helping hand to the community by offering all fire victims a 25% discount also for the remainder of the year. Birch Construction Management can be reached at 530-338-2010. That's 530-338-2010. Burks Construction Management.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Have you or someone you know gotten into a fender bender lately? Looking for an easy, affordable, and reliable collision repair center? Look no further than Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Mako has you covered. Mako works with most major insurance companies, and pricing is about 30% less than the national average. Call 530-226-0992 today to make an appointment for a free estimate. That's 530-226-0992. Or stop by 3045 Crossroads Drive today. When it comes to best breakfast, you know Black Bear Diner is the place to be. But have you considered feeding your dinner bear there? Nothing says comfort like slow-cooked pot roast, house-made meatloaf, or a tender breaded chicken fried steak. These dinners will take you back to the best home cooking comfort you know. Serve daily at Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Older ionic sensors that see fire with photoelectric sensors for the greatest protection. Another convenient feature is the reset or silencer button. This allows you to shut down the detector for approximately 10 minutes during a nuisance alarm, like burned toast, and then goes back to full alert. Resetting your detector is always a much better idea than removing the battery, which you could forget to put back. Keeping your smoke detectors in good working order could be a matter of life and death. That's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Solutions live. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we make good homes better. Give us a call right now with your home improvement projects at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Speaking of home improvement projects, I took on a tile project this weekend, Leslie.
You did? Is it a big one?
Well, to me it was, because I don't do tile every day. But
you know, I feel like any size tile project can tend to be big, because a lot of the stuff is, you know, it's a lot of work sometimes. It could be a bit of elbow grease. It could be back breaking. It depends on what you're doing.
Yeah, now my project was basically regrouting a shower stall, and I had to do a lot of that by hand. Now, I have an oscillating tool, and I bought a blade for it that was supposed to be a good down to a 16th of an inch, but I felt like it was still too wide for bathroom tile. I felt like when I was using it to take out the grout came out quick, but I feel like I was sort of eating away at the edge of the tile, so I ended up doing it all by hand, which is laborious. And then I mixed up grout, and regrouting it is just as hard, because you got to, like, you know, I'm not a good grouter. I'm kind of a sloppy grouter. I mean, a pro would probably use a quarter of the grout that I did to get this done, but you got to trowel it on, and then you use a squeegee to sort of rub it in or press it into place, and you got to go over each grout joint multiple times. Anyway, I'm exhausted, but the bath looks fantastic as a result.
But, I mean, you know, that's a lot of work to get all of that grout out. It really is a tremendous amount of work, but once it's done, that space can look so, like, beautifully bright and brand spanking new.
Now we've got Charlotte on the line with a leaky window question. What's going on at your money pit?
We have a problem with our double pane windows. I go around every morning in the winter and dry out the windows, and we've got mold showing up in there. I've tried the ceiling fans running. I've also tried those deflectors, and we took the deflectors away because the manufacturer or the people we bought it from said that was not a good idea. And we're still going around wiping the windows out, and I've got mold. I've tried cleaning them with a little bit of different things, peroxide, bleach water. Got any suggestions on what can keep this down?
Wow, I'm sorry to hear that. And you know what? The reason that's happening is because the windows are not insulated very well, even though they may be thermal pane windows. What's happening is you have warm, moist air on the inside of your house, striking cold glass and then condensing on the glass surface and then dripping down. So the long-term solution here is to get new windows. Now, a shorter-term solution might be to examine all the ways that moisture is building up inside your house, and it can build up in a surprising number of ways. First of all, cooking, right? If you have an exhaust fan that is recirculating that moisture back into the house, that builds up moisture. If you have bath exhaust fans in your bathrooms, if those are not run during, and say, 15 minutes after showers, all that moisture gets into your house. If the grating around the outside of your house is flat or sunken in, that lets more moisture under the house, which will eventually wick up. And finally, if you don't have good attic ventilation, you get what's called vapor pressure that can build up inside the house. So if you try to reduce the amount of moisture that's on inside the house, that will control some of that. But unfortunately, the long-term solution here is to replace the windows. They absolutely should not be condensing. And if they were properly insulated, that would not be happening. Does that make sense?
That makes a lot of sense. Thank you so much.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, if you've got an older home, you probably have an older chimney. And older chimneys often don't have liners, and that can mean they're unsafe. We're going to share how you can make sure that yours is safe in today's Smart Spending Tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card.
Now, first up, a liner is exactly that. It lines the inside of a masonry fireplace or chimney. It's very important for containing the byproducts of combustion, so any creosote that forms and so on. It's really important as well to contain the heat of the fire.
Now, a liner can be made of clay or metal, or they can be cast in place, and there are advantages to each type. Now, a clay liner, they're inexpensive, and they work well for open fireplace chimneys that are properly maintained. Metal liners, they're most often used for retrofitting into an older, unlined fireplace, and this can help to make an older, unlined chimney safer for wood burning. These liners are also super useful. Now, cast-in-place chimney liners, they're lightweight, they're castable, they're cement-like products that are installed inside the chimney, forming a smooth, seamless, insulated passageway for all of those flue gases. Whichever way works best for your home, you really have to make sure that you have one.
Yeah, you know, one of the advantages of the cast-in-place type is that they actually can improve the structural integrity of an old chimney. Sometimes those chimneys get a little wobbly, and the cast-in-place liner, it's kind of like an interior reinforcement for the entire structure.
So, Tom, how do you know when it's time to add or if you need to replace your existing lining?
Well, I think an inspection by an HVAC contractor or a chimney contractor can tell you. I would just have to warn you to be wary, especially with respect to chimney contractors. They very often make a really big deal about stuff that may be totally fine. So if any chimney contractor recommends a very expensive repair, make sure you get a second opinion. But it does take a pro to look at your chimney and determine if it has a liner and what the condition of that liner is. And that's really what you want to know.
All right. Thanks, Tom. And that's today's Smart Spending Tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding. You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call with your home repair or your home improvement question 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT. Still ahead, for being one of the most important seats in the house, your toilet can be pretty uninviting. But that's about to change. Toilet seat upgrades flush with comfort when the Money Pit continues. Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit quickcrete.com, QUIKRETE.com.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone. But did you know you can transform all surfaces around your home with real stone? With Dice Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Dice Coatings' decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance. And you can do it yourself. Get Dice Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's and start planning your next project today at DiceCoatings.com.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling. The complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
855-719-3102. 855-719-3102. That's 855-719-3102.
Good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, you want some help with your projects? Go ahead and follow the Money Pit podcast, and I promise you will get a ton of information. Whether you're doing or dreaming, we can help you make your home everything that you want it to be. So follow along at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
And if you're already a subscriber, thank you. Thank you very much. We hope that you're enjoying the program, and we also hope you'll leave us a 5-star review over on Apple. We know we don't deserve it, but we would definitely appreciate it.
Lori in Pennsylvania needs some help picking out a counter material. What are you working on?
It's not for me, actually. It's my daughter and my son-in-law have bought a house, and they're moving in January. They want to remodel their kitchen, and they don't know what kind of counter to get. Can you recommend anything? And I did hear you guys say last week there was an alternative to quartz.
There are. Now, countertops, of course, run the gamut of budgets. So, and it also depends on the quantity of countertop. I mean, to me, when you think about, like, the best of the best when it comes to a countertop is I love granite. I also love marble. However, marble requires a lot more maintenance, a lot more sealing. It's a much softer material than the granite. However, if you've got a lot of counter surface, granites and marbles can get very pricey because they're priced by the linear foot. Sometimes they're several hundred dollars per foot. The edges then cost extra money. So you got to kind of figure it out that way. I think the top of the line, though, is going to be a granite. Then you can have those quartz products. You know, there's Silestone, Zodiac, and those are made from quartz. They're a hard surface. It's a solid surface. And they can look from anything from a solid color to that same sort of speckled finish to a grainy appearance. And they're going to be extra durable as well. But they're going to be very similarly priced to a granite as well. Laminate is going to be, you know, sort of on the lower end price-wise. But laminates today come in so many different looks, if you will, that you can get something that looks like a granite. You can get a solid, you know, a solid color. You can get a speckled finish. You can get a vein with a graining. I mean, there's so much there, but that's going to be a different application. And then, of course, there's always tile. And tile's an easy do-it-yourself project as well, depending on the type of tile you pick. But there's maintenance there as well because of the grout lines. So you kind of have to think of what's your initial upfront costs, how much countertop do you need, what would your cost or desire for maintenance be? Do you want a lot? Do you want a little? And then I think that's sort of the area where you can start to go forward. I mean, people are also using concrete, which is affordable. Some people do it themselves. Some people don't. It's a gorgeous finish, but it's a more modern industrial look.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, your furniture is designed to be comfortable. Your desk chair is comfortable. But what about that other place you spend a good amount of time sitting? Yeah, we're talking about your home's throne, your toilet seat. They can be cold. They can be uninviting. But that is going to change because there's a whole bunch of upgrades out there that are hitting the market, and each one is picking up steam. They're available for less than a couple hundred bucks, and they're definitely a lot more comfortable to use.
Yeah, and you know what? There's a lot of other options out there that really improve the functionality of the toilet as well. So, like, do you hate it when that toilet seat slams closed? I mean, I know I jump out of my skin every single time it happens. I don't know why I find it so surprising, especially with two, you know, young men, small boys, whatever you want to call them in the house. That happens a lot when they remember to actually close the toilet seat. Well, you can stop the insanity with some quiet closed toilet seats. All it takes is a gentle touch, and that lid will drop down slowly and softly. No loud bang. Less touching means fewer germs. You gotta love it.
And since toilets can be cold, you will get no more shivering when you sit down with a toilet seat that actually warms up. There's a number of models out there that do that, and it makes it a heck of a lot more comfortable. It's one of those things that you don't really appreciate till you have, and then you just don't want to go without. So look for those at retailers nationwide. They're in all the major supply houses and all of the big box stores, either online or in-store.
Jeffrey in Wisconsin, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Well, I've got cement board siding, and occasionally a crack appears. And I'm wondering, I've tried a couple different caulks. The last one was quad, and it just kind of swells and shrinks with the weather, and it shows after you paint it. Is there anything out there you can help me with to repair cracks in cement board siding?
What you want to use is a silicone caulk because it's the most permanent one. It's got good adhesion and expands and contracts. But you're correct that it is very difficult to paint. So what I would tell you to do is to use a colored caulk, to choose the caulk in the color of the siding, and this way you don't have to worry about painting it, and you can still have the qualities of expansion and contraction and adhesion, so it'll stay put once you apply it. I mean, cement board siding does not need to be painted nearly as often as wood siding. So if you get the right color and you get it applied properly, you know, this is something that can be with you for 10 years.
Okay.
The product is available in many different colors. I see it on the Home Depot website in gray and tan and white, of course. And there's also something called paintable silicone. It's a white silicone caulk, but it's paintable. It's made by GE. It's called GE Silicon 2. So you have a lot of options to choose from.
Yes, I'll check that out because what I've had so far hasn't really done what I've been able to be satisfied with.
Well, remember the secret to a successful caulking project is to make sure the surface is clean and dry when you apply it and make sure you give it plenty of time to set up. But, you know, I tell you, if it's done right, it's pretty indestructible stuff.
Okay. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888- Money Pit.
Now we're heading out to Washington State where Dan is looking to turn his garage into a bed and breakfast. Dan, what is going on?
Well, just figured, you know, there's so many websites where you can do like Airbnb, and I figured, you know, why not just put in a couple of bucks and then put in there a kitchen, and there's already a bathroom in between the house and the garage, just kind of make a new door. So we got it all figured out. I just want to know, you know, am I going to run into any city problems or ordinances? I mean,
very, very likely, yes. if your city has the most basic building codes and ordinances, I would say definitely yes. You do not want to tackle this project without checking in with the appropriate authorities, because there's a lot of ways that you could get yourself in trouble here. And I'd hate to see the building inspector come in after you dumped a bunch of money in this and tell you you got to rip it all out. So I admire your energy here and want to tackle this project, but you can't just build a bed and breakfast or convert your house into it without making sure it's consistent with the local zoning laws, Dan.
Gotcha. Okay.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hey, guys, are you looking to spruce up your space, but you only have a bargain budget? We're going to share some great decor items that cost under $10 for your place that will give big impact when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a Money Pit.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage is now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson, featuring new and existing vendors. Their grand opening is Saturday, February 26th, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., with free drawings throughout the day. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage, now open at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Don't miss their grand opening, February 26th, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., in the Shasta Gateway Center.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
We're here with Mortgage Matt from Megastar Financial here in Reading. Now, Matt, I hear we're kind of in a mortgage boom right now. Can you tell us more about the benefits of possible refinancing your home right now?
So the thing right now that is different with refinancing ever in history, rates are at an all-time low, values are at an all-time high. So right now, people are able to lower their interest rate and get rid of mortgage insurance.
Matt, what if someone has just recently purchased a home or recently financed, like a year ago?
You know, this last year has been insane. A lot of people with the work from home phenomena, there's a lot of people moving here from metropolitan areas that has really boosted the value of houses. So right now, people are looking to remodel their home or consolidate debt. They're able to do that at a lower cost with a cash out refinance than they ever have in history.
Megastar Financial, America's most trusted mortgage company, located at 920 Hilltop Drive next door to Chuck E. Cheese. Call 999-9000 or get started online at megastarreading.com. NMLS 1162668.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Country, and I just can't wait for it to get here.
Yeah, come on, spring. We got lots of outside projects to tackle around at our money pit, and yours too.
Well, do you love decorating but feel like the thought of adding anything that can spruce up your space is also going to blow your savings? Well, unless your savings is under $10, we guarantee it won't, because Leslie has a bunch of decor items that cost under $10 and can really deliver a big impact to your space. She tells us how in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, I think a lot of people think that when it comes to design, if you want to have a big impact, it's got to be expensive, but it really doesn't. I mean, there are a lot of fun things that you can add to your home that won't cost a lot of money but can elevate your space. And here's a few of my favorites that cost less than $10. Now, I say they cost less than $10. You, of course, can spend way more than $10 on these items, but if you shop creatively and are willing to do some stuff yourself, you can definitely spend less than $10. Now, first of all, I love a home filled with greenery. So if you've got plants or if you want to, you know, sort of have a green thumb, you can head to your local nursery and buy some inexpensive plants that'll do great in the house. Or if you've got a friend who has a green thumb, you can ask for a clip of one of their plants, and then you can sort of propagate it at home. It's not as challenging as you would think, and you can do a beautiful array of glass jars, cups, little carafes, things you might even have already around the house, or stuff that you can pick up at the dollar store to start these leaves. And on a shelf, as these leaves start to grow and really become more interesting and the plants of their own, you are definitely creating a beautiful greenhouse focal point. Another thing I like is linens. Now, a table linen, whether it's a runner or if you like to sort of keep your dining room table set with fancy napkins, those can be very expensive. But if you go to, say, a fabric store and you look for a fabric that almost has like a linen texture to it, you know, not quite as wide of a weave as a burlap, but something even tighter, you can cut it into the shape of your runner and then take like a knitting needle or a sewing needle, anything that you might have at home, and you can start to sort of fray the edges where you'll pull away a thread and create a little bit of a fray. And you can do that on the length sides of the runner on the table. And suddenly you have this elevated piece of fabric that dresses up your table quite beautifully. And if you add in some fresh flowers, now you can go to the flower market and spend a ton of money, but you can also go to the supermarket or your local corner store. Or if you're in the city, a bodega, any type of place that has a beautiful flower selection outside, pick them up. Mix them up, arrange them yourself, and for less than $10, you definitely have a beautiful arrangement. doorknobs, pulls, all of those decorative hardware around the house, they can be pricey, but hit up a yard sale. Look online at sort of a resale site, and you'll find some great knobs and pulls for around the kitchen or any other part of the house that will definitely change the look of a furniture piece or a cabinet. Lots of different things that you can do. And even pillowcases. If you want to add in some throw pillows, but, you know, you don't really have the budget for buying the new sleeves and the new pillow inserts, you can definitely make a new pillowcase for a pillow that you already have. You can get a piece of fabric and cut it to the same shape as the front and then use iron-on fusing to sort of attach it to the front if you're not, you know, that great with a sewing machine. But if you've got a sewing machine and a little bit of fabric, you can change every pillow in the house. So there's definitely a lot that you can tackle for not a lot of dough.
Coming up next time on the program, if you've ever stepped into a shower hoping for a good awakening only to find a less than inspiring trickle, you know how frustrating poor water pressure can be, but the power of a good shower may not be out of your reach. We're going to share how to restore the flow on the next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
A Moment in History by KCNR Radio. In 1889, the Lady of Justice was placed on top of the dome of the Shasta County Courthouse. Later in 1959, the statue had lost her sword after high winds broke it from its hilt. The broken-off piece precariously perched on a platform surrounding the statue. Maintenance supervisor Lloyd Knox removed the sword so it wouldn't fall from the roof. The sword was repaired and returned later that year. By 1963, the statue was removed from the old courthouse by helicopter. It was then put in a brick monument on the courthouse lawn. Vandals started to attack the statue. Over the following years, the sword was stolen 3 times, the scales once. Someone tried to cut off the head with an axe. All the statue's fingers, except for the thumb on the left hand, were beaten away, and the back was so severely beaten it caused the pot iron she's made of to break away, creating a large hole in the center of her back. In 2008, it was removed for safekeeping and restoration to be placed in the new courthouse currently under construction.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.